Rishus, Maranam Abanam, Rabbi Yisai Rishus, Rabbi Shakayil, Yidi, Agoyin Shlita, Rabbi Yisai, I can't imagine how did you manage to get the best pick in Lakewood. Mama Shepem, Mapik, Magolius, Claw, and everything he says, anytime he asks him a question, it's like you put a quarter into a machine and you get Mamish, Divrili, Kim Chayim. This has been going on for many, many years. I mean, maybe to you it's new, hearing from Rabbi Anderson, but for me it's going on for 30 years, and his mom was in the place of Yivor Hashem Chelig, of the one who's been ma'arguing all this and getting all this together, this Givaldika, this great Hesayeris. There's no better way. I don't think there's anything more significant a person could do in his Achona for the Yimei Adin V'Rachmim than what is being done over here and being accomplished here at this Kail. And in light of that, I want to discuss with you a few different hours that some of them will be bringing at that point. The first hour is, it began with an interesting Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tefillah. Now, when he talks about the halacha that you have to rise if somebody is davening next to you, you can't now let it sit. So he brings some poskim that say that if you be oisik b'Torah, then you don't have to stand up. You may remain seated. And the Beis Yosef is Bahamas to a question that we learn now that you have to stand from Eli HaKoyen, because it says at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel that he was Yosef on Mezuzah's Heichal Hashem. And then later on, 2 years later, Chana said to him, "Ani yo isha hanitzeves imcha b'zeh. I'm the woman that was standing together with you." Now he was sitting, he wasn't standing. He said, "Yosef on Mezuzah's Heichal Hashem." So Shema Meno is mechuyev to rise, because there was a mispal b'mkayma. So the Beis Yosef is, but according to these shitas that hold that if you're Isaac Batayra, you don't have to get up. So he says, Tzor Chloima, She'eli Hoye Yeshiv Batal. Tzor Chloima, She'eli Hoye Yeshiv Batal. Did you hear that? So the Chassam Sofer says, Me'oidi Tomati on this different Beis Yosef. Do you really think that Eli HaKoyen, the Rosh Hashanah, and sitting by Mezuzah's Heichal Hashem is Yeshiv Batal? How can he say that? He's either not being misboiling by Mespolis? He's thinking about cars? So then, what does Yeshiv say over here that Eli Yeshiv Batal? What's interesting is that he stresses that it's Barash Hashanah. Now, the Chiyuv Talmud Torah Barash Hashanah is no more than it is Bekula Shata. So why is he stressing that Barash Hashanah? For surely he wasn't Yeshiv Batal. I understand this because Shteitim Mishabur B'Shem V'Arizal, that person not supposed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishabur is that Yeshiv Batal is Kiyoshin Domi. So Mamele, there's a special part of Rosh Hashanah not to be Yeshiv Batal, because then it's like his mazel sleeping. So that was the special part of that the Chassam Sofer was being Moisev, that how could it be that Eli HaKoyen would be Yeshiv Batal? So what's pshat in the Beis Yosef? And to say pshat in this, I just want to tell you what I found out, a fascinating thing, that Rav Dov Heller said over that on one of the Bishkov's visits to Switzerland, when he came, he was greeted by many Chassidish Rabbonim, and they all asked him a shayla, when they met him at the greeting, and he gave him such a literature teretz that he sent them all flying when he said that teretz. He like mamish out literature to everybody. You want the tiniest that I have there? Okay. The Gemara there says, I think it's a few on the base that shteitam yachacham that are going b'derech and ain b'neim divretera is ruim yisol of be'ish. And we learn out from Elio and Elisha, because they were walking together, holy Kedaba, and it came a rechem v'susayish v'yafrid bin shneim. So it's mashva, that the Yomar, that what? That shneitim rechom v'helzim b'derech v'im b'neim divretayim. V'ruim nisar v'eish. So it's up to Tesvis, Do not believe me, Rabbi Shemaya, do not believe me if you don't see this in the Tesis yourself. You heard that? Eliyahu ve'Elisha. Holish v'daba. This is right before you went up to Pesavos HaShemayim. Tesis of Yesh b'medrash, or y'medavrim d'varim b'teilim. You see that? Rabbi Shemaya, don't believe you. Maybe I think I'm just trying to say the drasha. Say to say. Pillar ploy, what is that supposed to mean? Now, you know, the question they asked the Bishop was not that it's impossible to say that. They said it's clear in the Psukim that they were not talking to Ramadan. It's clear in the Psukim that Elisha was trying to get Pishnai and Beruch Hisheliyo. He was talking to him, how am I mastering Madrigas Alevor? That was the discussion. And Elio said to him that if you see me, he lokech me itro, then you'll be zeichet to it. And that's why he was able to be Machayat to Mason. It's clear in the Psukim they were not just talking about cars. So Hayitovin Atesha says this, and Hayitovin the whole Gemara is saying that and the Baruch Hashem just said, yeah, Avada Hesig Nevu Pishnayim V'Elio was there a Choshev, but Klapi Divriteira, this is Dvar Mateira. What's the problem? Klapi Divriteira? This is Avada B'Yachas to Divriteira. I hear this is Atlanta Mishnah. The erech of it is ain't erech more than hesek pishnayim beruchi shel yom b'levu. That's what the Biskov answered, and I am sure that that is the pshat in the Bishayis. When the Bishayis says Eli Yeshiv bottle, he doesn't think for a second that Eli was being Yeshiv bottle in terms of Yeshiv bottle kiyoshin dama. I thought Eli was being Isaac in shali sura matoma. He wanted to know about Chana if she's a shikaira or she's a ksheira. He was being Shoyal Borum Betum, Mavada. But Shoyal Borum Betum is also Dvarim Betelim. Biyach has to be Yosef Betelim. This Heter Vashteta, you don't have to rise if somebody comes into your Mechiz into the Adam because Yosef Betelim is Takadaf Yosef Betelim. It's not anything else. It is the mildness of Yosef Betelim is even much more, even than being Shoyal Borum Betum, and even a person is being Yosef Behesek and Avur. There might be another tushel that is just a person should just be able to manage the value of what he's doing. The Yemoto state in the end of Brochus that I think it was Papas Ben Yehuda said to Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha should fast on the Vrateira. I was not fast on the Vrateira because there was a Gzeira the Malchus that no one could be Yosef Vrateira. And Rabbi Akiva was Makal Kehilas and Yosef Vrateira, and he was caught, and he was ultimately killed. He was an Asar Yemalkus for that Maisa. And Papas Ben Yehuda said to him, you were Nitvis al Dvar Teira, and I was Nitvis al Dvar Teira. What was the Dvar Teira that Papas Ben Yehuda was Nitvis on? The Gemara Taina says that he was Maisa Nefesh to save Klal Yisrael, because somebody got killed, and nobody was confessing to the murder, and they were going to make a pogrom against Klal Yisrael, so he came and he confessed to the murder. So the Gemara in my look him aloset because the pashut was being matzah klal yisrael. So he gave up his life to matzah klal yisrael. Now them stayed dvar b'teil. Ani nitzvasti and dvar b'teil. My shachar avakim is nitzvasti al dvar b'teil. So it's clear this Indian is right there in the Gemara that it's all else is dvar b'teil. No matter what kind of matter this gov it is, but the answer to dvar b'teil is also dvar b'teil. Person is able to be pashut be mefana me asokav to be yisik b'teil. It's a riesige aliyah for himself and for the entire community and kulam the erech of it and ashrimi ashdi mi was a chiluk in the senior.